The Southeast Alaska community of Angoon is trying to turn its economy around. The largely Tlingit village of about 450 residents has lost business as well as some of its population. The Angoon Community Association, the town's tribal government, convened an economic summit earlier this month to search for solutions. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld attended and has this story.
Our Heavenly Father, we look to you today. We ask you to give the blessing upon this economic summit so that everything will go well.
A prayer begins Angoon's Tribal Economic Summit. It's a gathering of local leaders, state and federal officials, and others searching for solutions for a town hit hard by changes in the fisheries, the price of oil, and the tourism industry.
We're struggling. We're at half the customers we had 3 years ago, and we're at half the season.
Dick Powers owns a lodge and a bed and breakfast. He's been in business for four decades, but he says this year could be his last.
You know, I'm not going to die, but the problem is it's going to take a bunch of jobs with it. It already has. This year, I'm going to hire half as many people from Angoon that I hired last year. That's not a good deal. These are good people. These are people that do a good job.
And they don't have a whole lot of other choices outside of a limited number of positions in government and the schools. The cold storage plant is long closed. Logging on nearby islands is limited, and many commercial fishermen have moved or left the business. Angoon's population has dropped by about a third in the past 20 years. State statistics show half the people of working age are unemployed, and locals say it's really more than 80%. John Moeller, the governor's rural affairs advisor, says it's an unfortunate situation.
It's the Aleuts and Southeast residents that are moving out at a faster rate between rural Alaska into the hub areas and into the urban areas than any other place in the state. So in other words, our kids are getting trained up, they're getting educated, and some of them are just simply moving because of lack of job opportunities and lack of jobs.
Angoon is not without prospects, particularly on the construction front. The Marine Highway Terminal is slated for improvements that will allow fast ferries to stop on their way between Juneau and Sitka. There's a plan to build an airport, and federal funds may allow for some road building and upgrades, but such projects generally provide short-term jobs that might not go to locals. Albert Howard is Angoon's mayor.
The only way anything positive is going to happen within our community for economic development is to bring the cost of electricity down.
Howard is among those advocating city involvement in the Ruth Lake Power Project north of Petersburg. That's a controversial plan that we'll delve into in a separate report. Closer to home is Thayer Lake, a smaller hydroelectric development. The $20 million project has about $1 million in design money. And officials expected another million until Governor Sean Parnell vetoed half the funding for state renewable energy grants. Thayer is being developed by Kootsnuwu, Angoon's Village Native Corporation. General Manager Peter Nowrose says it's far enough along to focus on funding and getting the community behind it through a joint resolution of support.
Basically, this says the Angoon Community Association, Kootsnuwu, and the City of Angoon are working together to become energy independent and to use those resources which are traditionally in our territory. That's the bottom line. We were going to take care of ourselves.
Along with State and Forest Service officials, a key summit participant was U.S. Department of Commerce Senior Native Advisor Don Chapman. He spoke about the need for unity.
I come from Indian country. I know Indian country politics. I know small town politics. I know it's difficult, but it's very important you cooperate. I think one of the best things I heard today was the request to have all three groups meet, to get committees meet together on a regular basis. It's very important from a government funding perspective. We have to be coordinated on these efforts. We can't have three different groups applying for different types of funding for the same opportunity. It's a problem. It'll shoot down the funding.
Chapman has been meeting by phone with the Angoon Community Association, the tribal government that put on the summit, and he says he'll continue that effort in hopes of moving some of the projects along. That includes lowering the cost of power through the Thayer Hydro Project. Reporting from Angoon, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.